Lord, by your grace we can overcome, so long as we persevere. Help us to stay strong and keep moving forward with our eyes firmly fixed on you. Amen. My heart cries out for these people, Lord. Why? Oh, why? Oh, why? Mercy, Lord, how terrible a thing this is. Even more than you can imagine, my dear one. Imagine your children taking sides against one another and trying to kill them. I cannot imagine that, Lord. Jesus continued, Well, if you could, you would understand even more clearly how I hate war. Each of these are my children, some even believing in the same God, worshiping me, but killing one another. How could this ever make sense? It doesn't. And it never will. These minds are twisted and perverted with greed and lust. It makes no sense, my beloved, no sense whatsoever. And I must be there for both sides, who senselessly provoke and attack one another. Lord, I don't understand. Doesn't this have to do with them wanting their independence? Yes, in part. But again, America has superimposed her will over the people's. Oh, Claire, try to understand, my beloved. This is a war of wills. And who will own what? Who will do what? And much of it has its motives in greedy and unscrupulous men who have chosen their own will over the free will of the people. And yet there are more issues that cannot be seen or understood, at least not in this time frame. Beloved Claire, Satan is the author of war, destruction, and repression. I am the author of peace, joy, and brotherly love. There is nothing but evil motives behind this war and behind every war. But I am coming back so that my people, whom I love with all my heart, can finally live in peace and glorify me to their heart's desire. You have no idea of the true capacity of the human mind and what it can do. But because of evil men, I cannot open that part of your brains that has such an infinite capacity to create. Most only scratch the surface of what I have endowed them with. Take all of the architecture, all of the science, and spaceships, and the most intricately composed music, and still you have not scratched the surface of what you are capable of. But you can see how mankind has taken what I have given them and turned it into a weapon to destroy and suppress people. Oh, Claire, how I long to open the windows of creativity to my people, but I know it would not be long before they turned it into personal gain, using it as a weapon or means of hurting people to whom I have given free will. I tell you these things, Claire, because I want you and all men and women to know what wonderful things I have in store for them after the ugliness of cleansing this earth, man's filth and perversion. I long for you all to live in peace with ample resources and daily joy as we work together and share our gifts. Indeed, the angels long to share music and all creative endeavors with you. But they know well that this time will come only when evil has been totally put out of the way. So what is coming in the thousand-year reign will be a wonder to all. The joy will be so present that no longer will you have depression or many of the diseases of your day. But the fullness of what I have for you will only come when all evil is eradicated, when the new Jerusalem descends on earth. Can you wait, my beloved? Can you stand firm in the contradictions of this time, the sickness and depression, and all manner of darkness that surround you? Can you stand and wait, my beloved ones? You are seeing darkness overcoming light, but soon darkness will be jailed and removed from your midst. No longer will you see injustice and the madness men have made this earth to be. Can you wait? Can you hold on for just a little longer? While I do what I must, I need you to rally behind me and pray for the world, for the innocent and simple, for the weak and those who need to be cared for and lifted up. Can you do this for me? Can you persevere? I know all that has transpired in your mind. I know all the fiery darts Satan has shot at you. I know every foul word the enemy has put in your ear to cause you to want to give up. And I see your loyalty and desire to hang in there until the very end. I commend you for this because I know it is not easy for you. It is a daily battle against wickedness just to do the simplest things. And I am with you. Thank you for enduring. Thank you for loving me and refusing to desert me. Thank you for your kindness to all around you. But most of all, thank you for your genuine love for me. I treasure this beyond all things. Your love is steadfast and persevering. It conquers every evil thought the enemy inflicts you with, and for this I am eternally grateful. My dear ones, it will not be much longer. Do not allow the darkness of this world to overwhelm you. Cling to me, and do as I did when I endured the cross for the joy that was set before me, because I knew this would someday end and explode into something glorious for my faithful ones. So please, beloved ones, carry this burden a little further, and you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, brimming over with joy and life. I love you. I am with you. I am carrying you where you feel you can't go on. Tell yourselves, just a little further, and I will know the goodness of my God.